Farpoint Media.
Hey, this is Jack Mangan. How you been? Hey, we heard you missed us. We're back. Welcome back to Deadpan number 66, the first episode after a brief hiatus. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. Herb Who'd Never Tried Burger King. And probably maybe 10% of you will recognize that. Alright, let's get some shit right out of the way. My life just refuses to be normal. As does the Deadpan podcast. This is yet another atypical podcast, pretty much getting to the point where now a typical Deadpan episode is going to be an atypical episode. There'll be no elements and very little post-editing in this episode, which is a fucking shame because I have tons of awesome things from you guys, but they will make their way into a future Deadpan. Justa Joe has this fantastic idea for the opening to my return show. Hey, I said there's going to be no post-editing. But Justa Joe has this great idea, which you're going to hear. You should have heard it in this one, but as I said, there's an element-free episode. The reason for that, this is going to be another one of those things that I detest. It's going to be a diary podcast. Yes, run screaming. So here's the scenario. Yeah, my man, motherfucker. And yes, that's yet another obscure joke. I am on my floor in my living room in Arizona. Long-time listeners to the Deadpan and Dragon Page Winging It podcasts, and Michael and Evo's Winging It, know that this Arizona is where I got my start in podcasting, and it's where I lived when I made my start as an author, where I sort of started making my name as an author. Right, as if I'm some fucking huge bestseller. So I grew up, however, in New Jersey, and family circumstances forced me to go back there. However, family circumstances and job circumstances and life circumstances, la vida loca and la vida broca circumstances have sent me on a kind of horizontal yo-yo back and forth across the country. So I lived for about 7-8 months in New Jersey, regrouped, regathered my shit, did some wonderful things, but now I'm back where I belong in Arizona. And I'm back with the family. So all is well on that front. So all of us in this great Deadpan community are about the same age. We're all sort of children of the 70s, one way or another, for the most part. And for the most part, for all of us, gonna generalize here, but for the most part, for all of us, the Star Wars movies came out and impacted our lives during very formative years. And yes, we did learn a lot. We obsessed over these movies, and we never outgrew that. I mean, a guy I consider to be a pretty good friend of mine owns a couple of suits of Stormtrooper armor.
You ignorant simp.
And so let's face it, we learned a lot of life lessons from these movies. Like, for example, if you're in a rough place and somebody starts fucking with you, just kill them. Hack off their arm with your lightsaber, shoot them first, whatever you gotta do. We learned that no one wants the overweight guy named Porkins to be the hero. We want our blonde-haired, blue-eyed Luke Skywalker superhero. For most of us, this was our first exposure to the cuteness erosion rule. As in, anything cool is going to eventually be eroded away by cuteness. I think Return of the Jedi is a fantastic movie, and is just as good as the first two. Or, you know, in the same realm of greatness. But yes, there were fucking Ewoks. And yes, we saw that the Ewoks were really, truly a stepping stone to Jar Jar Binks. For further examples of this, observe Robert Rodriguez's movie career. Oh, come on, come on. Like, you enjoyed Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Or Spy Kids 45. And actually, I do still consider myself a fan of his, so shush. But you know, finally, there are the two major lessons that we learned had to do with our close relationships. our friends and our family. I think this is the first generation to really treasure and cherish our friends. I think before us, I think, you know, even our parents' generation just kind of looked at friends like, oh, you know, your friends are there and they'll come and go and they're temporary. I think this is the first generation where we would say, no, I don't give a shit if I'm in the middle of my Jedi training. My friends need me, I'm going to go to them. I think this is the first generation where we really value our friends. And you know what? Maybe it has to do with these movies. It just might. It really just might. Or I don't know, maybe I'm just talking out of my Sarlacc pit. I don't know. I think we saw these people weren't just the guys who ran into each other at the bar. These were people who really cherished each other. And through their friendship became a family. Became as tight as any family. And you know, we learned another important lesson, that no matter how fucked up your family is, your dad could be a big giant killer robot in a black cape. The guy who raised you could be a grumpy dickhead moisture farmer. But you know, you could still find solace and family and home in your friends. And you know what? I don't want to get one fucking email or comment telling me that Darth Vader is not a robot. But you know what? Also, that is not to say that we learned from Star Wars to devalue our families. Because look at what Luke Skywalker did in the end. Look what his father did for him in the end. We learned that family does matter. And we learned that we can have assholes in our family. But you know, we have to just forgive them. And do the best we can with our own lives. You know, which may be the final lesson of Star Wars. Which may be that there are going to be plenty of assholes to come through your life. And some of them you might be bound to more closely than you'd like. And some of them will be worth saving. Some of them will be worth even putting yourself on the line and standing up to the Emperor to save. But some people, like the Emperor, are not worth saving and should just be thrown down the pit. Which, what the fuck was that about anyway? I mean, he just had this big giant pit in his conference room? I mean, I know he's an evil Emperor and all, but I mean, what was the point of that shaft that he was thrown down? Oh, and I guess I should give a Star Wars spoiler alert, huh, for this episode. Is that really necessary anywhere in the world? So I think I see a lot of that reflected in us, and whether it's as a result or whether that has something to do with why the movies touch us so much, I don't know. But I think a lot of us around here, we do value our families, and we do value our friends. And most of us actually, I'm not speaking for you, most of us have those assholes in our family, those people have chopped off our hands and told us we weren't right the way we are, and told us we had to change, and told us that who we were was wrong, and we needed to be someone different. Most of us have had those people. Most of us have been through hard times. And we've come out. Well, or whatever we've done, look where we are now. I mean, not all of us have been chained to big, huge hut slug things wearing slave girl bikinis. Some of us possibly should be wearing slave girl bikinis. Some of us most definitely should not be wearing slave girl bikinis. But I digress. Deadpan is an awesome community of friends and families. And I would say that we've become a community and we've become a family. And the comments page has become an online home for so many of us. And I'd say we've forged close friendships through these podcasts. Not just through Deadpan, but through these podcasts. And you know what? That's an amazing thing. And I had an unexpected hiatus of 2 weeks for Deadpan. And yet this community still is rolling strong. I mean, after this episode, you might all just say, fuck this, and abandon it. And I wouldn't fucking blame you. But, you know, I'm proud of what we've accomplished here. And I'm really honored to name each of you guys as a friend. We've had some great people come and go. We've had some great people come into the fold recently. We've had some great people who were here for a short while and then moved on. And that's fine. But I look forward to Deadpan continuing to be awesome into the future and continuing to be a great place for people of our similar mindset to just gather and meet and share ideas. Yeah. And share ideas in a comfortable, safe environment where you're surrounded by just insanely witty, insanely intelligent, and just incredibly sensitive and advanced and enlightened people. Well, that is, until the cuteness erosion creeps in. Now, let me explain. Your typical deadpan, the deadpan episodes that you've grown accustomed to, will return. Hopefully next week I'll actually be sitting at a desk instead of sprawled out on the floor. You know, I just got internet connectivity yesterday at my new place. Another reason why this is an element-free episode and it's just pure babble. It's intro, midro, outro. It's just podcasts. It's pod babble. Aside from me not having time or energy or inclination to assemble a full episode full of elements, which is certainly the case, I'm not going to lie. But another reason for that is I actually have something special scheduled for this weekend. So there may actually be a non-Wednesday deadpan release. I don't want to say anything because then if it falls through, I'll look like a fucking asshole. And while I don't know that that's all that uncommon for me, in this case, I don't want to look like a fucking asshole. So this episode may only be the freshest deadpan on your podcatcher for a few days before it will be replaced by a brand new special edition cool shit episode. And as I say, once I have all the details confirmed, then I'll come out and tell you about it. In the meantime, I'll beg your patience, and I'll say rest assured, all the wonderful things you've created for me and that you still have not heard on Deadpan will be released on Deadpan. I have not dead-faded or deadpan-faded or pod-faded. No, Deadpan is not officially back because this is not a typical Deadpan episode, but Deadpan is back, and Deadpan will continue to be what it's been before, sort of. Because, yes, there are changes coming. But you know what? There are always changes coming, so that's not such a big thing to say. All right, you know what? I've babbled, but now I'm officially completely rambling. I've switched, I think, now from babbling to rambling. And that means it's time to close this shit up. So you guys are awesome. Deadpan, this Deadpan community is awesome. You know, you look at the people around you differently. You look at the people around you, and you see through their petty squabbles. You don't sink to their levels of pettiness. And you're just nice. You recognize that being nice does not equal being weak. And respect and empathy and consideration are not signs of weakness. And that there's no reason to just be mean to someone. There's no reason to say nasty things to someone unprovoked. There's no reason to fight anyone. And there's just no reason to be mean. This is why you're deadpan. And of course you're saying, but Jack, in recent episodes you've said really mean, nasty things about Dr. Phil and about Justin Timberlake. And yeah, you're right, but you know what? Fuck them. So thank you for being you guys. And you know what? Thank you to everyone who sent money. And thank you to everyone who stuck this out and been patient with me, as I've been extra flaky of late. And you know what? I can't even make promises that I won't continue to be flaky. Because there are a lot of things that I plan to do. Now that I'm back in Arizona. So Deadpan might continue to be flaky. In fact, it's me, so of course it fucking will. And you know what? I've promised a Duel of the Fates Season 3. So you'll hear that soon. You'll hear it soon on Deadpan, as well as the new Wingin' It 3D. And you know what? I think I've said enough. And you know what? All right. I'm going to say this too. All you podcasters out there, you ought to give this a shot. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to listen to it, but you ought to give this a shot. Try it for one episode. Don't write shit out. Just sit down before the microphone with the vaguest idea what you're going to do. Hit record and start talking. I mean, how bad can it be? I mean, it's going to be better than this, right? So, all right, Deadpan. Deadpaniacs, Deadpanites, whatever the fuck we're calling ourselves these days. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Deadpan for life. Deadpan will never die. Deadpan, deadpan till you drop. Come on, feel the deadpan. And she's buying a stairway to deadpan. Yeah. You know, if this is your first episode, there are better ones, trust me. All right, motherfuckers. I'll talk to you in a couple of days. I think, hopefully. If not, I'll catch you next week. Good night, deadpan. Good night, Mush. I'm not coming back after the music.
So we went to the park together. We were walking in the midday sun.
No, that's not it.
And oh yeah, big congratulations to Mark and Heather. The newlyweds. You guys rock. Alright, this is truly the end. Music on five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, this song is a pretty long one.
Sometimes it's time to cry. We know but forget who loves me. Is that a threat? Well, sometimes when I look in your eyes, that's right, I see my